Full Metal Jacket, Devin Townsend with us on the show tonight. How you doing, my friend?
I am good. Good to talk to you.
Glad to have you on the show. Devin, you've used the word chaos to describe making Z2. For you, particularly in the case of Z2, how does an imperfect working scenario ultimately affect the music in a positive way?
Well, I think it's all how you choose to approach it. You know, I think anything can end poorly if you kind of let it. And I think the success of this record for me is that it could have ended really poorly, but it didn't. It ended up being something I'm really proud of. And so it just takes effort, like anything else. Things go your way 2% of the time, and the rest of it, you just kind of have to roll with it. And that's what we did. Chaos contributes to it, I think, in some way.
New music from Devin Townsend Project. This is Silent Militia on Full Metal Jacket Radio. Eat You Alive from Emigrate, Richard of Rammstein's other band, and their new album, Silent So Long. Full Metal Jacket, Devin Townsend with us on the show tonight. And once it was finished, how much different was Z2 from what you first envisioned?
Well, I think for me, the one thing I've got going for me in terms of my attributes as a musician is vision. But that vision is not as specific as maybe it would appear. It's more like a color, the best way to describe it. So, you know, I had an idea of what I wanted it to feel like at the end. But trying to get at the right shade of that color is just, you're bumping around in the dark. So essentially, Z2 ended up feeling the way that it should, but it was through a considerable amount of trial and error that it took to get there. I mean, there was certain periods where I just kept going down the wrong avenue on this record, and you know, sort of backing it up and starting over again, defined why the record's a success to me, because, you know, we didn't give up. There you go.
It's Full Metal Jacket, Devin Townsend with us on the show. Quick break, Justice Weekly pick from the pit. Also music from The Ghost Inside, Anthrax, and we'll have Devin pick a tune as well. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jacket. Devin Townsend is with us on the show. Devin, as a musician, which satisfies you more, creating music in the studio or bringing it to life on stage?
Well, I'd say it's about 70-30, 70 per studio and 30 per live. I think it's like anything, though. You do one thing to the exclusion of everything else, and after a while, you get bored of it, right? And I think that live stuff is certainly something I enjoy doing, and I do like performing for people and bringing it to people. The only drawback of it for me is just the limitations of the human voice. Like, I tend to write a lot of things vocally for myself that, well, realistically, I either have a hard time singing or can't sing. So the combination of those two things means that you go on tour for a couple of months, and there's some moments there. We were in Poland a couple of years back, and I couldn't sing at all. And I remember it's so demoralizing. But at the end of the day, it's still a great pleasure to play live. So, you know, I'd say being at home or being in the studio or being functional as a musician in a way where I don't have to interact with people is ultimately what I prefer. But, you know, getting out there and rocking every now and then is pretty wicked, too.
Full Metal Jacket, Devin Townsend is our guest on the show. Quick break coming up this hour. The Death Clock, brutal pick of the week. Music from The Ghost Inside and more with Devin. Stick around. Full Metal Jacket, Devin Townsend with us talking about the new Z2 release. And, Devin, it's one thing to consciously take a break, another to actually shut down a creative mind. You plan on beginning a year-long hiatus from recording and touring next year. What would you like to do if not making music?
Well, you know, just to refine that and to sort of back up a bit, I've been interviewed for 25 years straight. And because I speak very much like I write, I just sort of say what's on my mind, like on Honesty Tourette's, I guess is the best way to describe it. And when I gave that interview about taking a year off, it was at the last week of V2, the fatigue was catching up to me. We were on tour in Czech Republic, and I was just pissed off, right? The reality of doing strange sort of prog heavy metal about farting aliens is that I can't take a year off. It's my job. I got people that depend on salary. Everybody in my world, I depend on being able to make a living. I can't take a year off. However, what I can do is learn from the experience and be able to refine what I take on in the future. So the situation that resulted in the chaos in Z2, which was a lack of foresight on my front, hopefully this just I can prevent. So the next year is going to be spent after the Royal Albert Hall show, you know, promoting it and touring it. But like you say, it's a creative mindset. I never stop writing. It's just I think I have to be a little bit more careful as to what I commit to, and that's what the break will entail.
Devin Townsend's new double album release, Z2, is out. See him on the road with Animals as Leaders later on this month. Quick break. We've got the Death Clock, Brutal Pick of the Week up next.